Matthew Stuckey here, and I want to give you another soul winning tip. In the last video, I talked about hell, and I focused on the fact that we deserve hell, and how to explain hell, and what verses to use, and if they have any questions about it. But in this video, I also want to talk about hell, but what I want to talk about is not being an obnoxious jerk when you're talking about hell. And, you know, this is something that needs to be said in 2021 because there are a lot of ministries out there that are an absolute jerk when it comes to hell. And they need to remember that the Bible says the gospel is the good news. And so the Bible says in Isaiah 52, verse 7, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth." When the Bible speaks about the gospel, it calls it, you know, the good tidings. It's the good news. And the gospel is meant to be good news. So the message we're proclaiming should be good news. If all you do is talk about hell, that's not good news, it's bad news. Now, people need to understand that they deserve hell, and we talked about that in the last video. However, once they believe that they deserve hell, then you get to move on and to the good news that Jesus died, was buried, rose again, and then that if you believe on him, you'll be saved immediately and it's eternal life. You focus on the good news. So with a normal gospel presentation, the vast majority of your presentation should be on the good news, not on the bad news. Because it's pretty easy for people to understand that they deserve hell. It only takes, you know, a couple verses. You explain it, and once they admit that they deserve hell, you move on to the good news. It will take you more time to explain the good news because you're explaining it's by faith alone, that you receive it immediately, that you can't lose it, that it's a gift, that it's eternal life. People have been lied to so much about how to get to heaven that it takes some real time to actually change their mind about that. However, it doesn't take that much time to show people that they deserve hell. All you have to do is show them a couple verses. And you know what? As long as they're willing to admit it, you move on to the good news. And so there is a ministry out there called Way of the Master by Ray Comfort. And this is exactly what I'm talking about being an obnoxious jerk. Now, Ray Comfort is a false prophet. He preaches repentance of sins for salvation, which is a false gospel. And the reason why he focuses so much on hell is because his whole message of salvation is you're a wicked, evil piece of garbage. Now repent of your sins and give your life to God and do right. But see, that's not the gospel in the Bible. The Bible says that you have to change your mind about what you believe, but you don't have to turn from your sins. You don't have to quit drinking. You don't have to quit smoking. You don't have to repent of your sins to be saved. All you have to do is believe on Jesus Christ. And so the way he gives his gospel presentation is he just goes through a list of sins and makes people feel miserable. I've seen with Ray Comfort that he will talk to a man that is right beside his wife and then just ask that guy, "Have you ever lusted after a woman before?" Right in front of the man's wife. Well, here's the thing. Why are you trying to embarrass that guy? What's the purpose of it? Now, I've given the gospel to men that are right by their wives, and I'll still show them that they're guilty and that they deserve hell, but I'm not going to be an obnoxious jerk right in front of them. And so when we're preaching the gospel, we need to remember that it is the good news. It's not bad news, it's the good news. Once they understand they're guilty, then we move on. So here's the thing. You don't need to spend 20 minutes explaining that they're guilty and they deserve hell. Immediately when they believe that, you can move on from that. And so the two verses in Revelation 20:14 and Revelation 21:8 are great verses. One explains hell, and then Revelation 21:8 shows who is going to hell. But once you explain and show them that they deserve hell and they believe it, move on to the good news. You don't have to spend forever on the bad news. There is no purpose in doing that. They need to understand that they're guilty, but you don't want to overdo it. Because you know what? The normal gospel presentation is going to be perhaps, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, depending on who you are and who you're talking to and a variety of different factors. But you know, you have 15 minutes. You don't want to turn it into a 45-minute conversation and just focus on the fact that they're a miserable wretch, because that's going to give them a wrong idea of what salvation is. What you need to show them is that they're guilty and they need a savior, but also explain to them you're also guilty and you need a savior, and then you move on to the good news. So by all means, show them about hell, but don't overdo it. Don't be a jerk at the door, because your goal is to get them to change their mind about what they believe. Once they realize they're guilty, explain to them what Jesus Christ did. Thank you, and God bless.